You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I'm so ambivalent about tattoos. I don't, it's just not for me. But I'm not one of those people who's like, tattoos, because there are some people.
Same.
That
I don't care. Yeah.
I mean, I'll look at them and I'll, you know, hey, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's neat. That'll be there forever.
I will say that a lot of times I'll see some and I'll go, hey, that's really interesting. And there are other times I look and I go, God, what were you thinking?
Yes, absolutely. Was that a dare? Was that a drunken night type thing?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's a story that says now 24% of people with tattoos regret them. That's actually a pretty big number. One in four, like, God, why did I do that? Mm-hmm. And that's why I've always suggested people get those, what are those 6-month ones?
The henna ones? Sure. You know, you can go onto Amazon now and buy like the sleeve tattoo, and it's just a, it's like a nylon type material, and you slide it up and over your arm, and it's got the tattoo. Tattoos on the nylon, so it looks like you have a sleeve even, so you can test it out.
Okay, yeah. That's what I think is a good idea, is for people to test these things out. If it's something that, you know, why... let me mute that for you.
Why go all in? It's all right.
Why go... Why do something that's basically permanent if, you know, you're not really sure? Right. But whatever, that's another story. What was interesting in this story is that one in three said that they got the tattoo to improve their personal appearance.
Yeah, I understand that. I get that. Okay. And I have friends that I look at them and I'm like, that looks bad, you know what, on them. Mm-hmm. I really like it, and I can't see you without those tattoos.
Oh, okay.
So it does improve their appearance. Unless it's like a face tattoo. And then you're kind of like, Yeah. If you're looking like Post Malone or Jelly Roll or something, then maybe not.
Well, along the lines, it was perfect. We were bringing up these stats and stuff like that because...
Hey now, you've got issues, and your boys in the morning have answers. All we need to know is...
What's your problem?
We got a request for a 5-call says it all from Crystal. Crystal with a K. I don't know if that's important or not, but that's her name.
So she's a stripper. All right.
And she says, I have six first of all, she starts by saying, hi, my boys. And she gave us 3 Z's.
Hi, Crystal.
She says, I have 6 tattoos. I want a 7th, and then I'll stop.
Okay. Then this is it. Yeah.
How does she know that? She might get the 7th and think, oh, what's one more?
They're addictive.
She goes, but I'm getting some grief from people when they find out what I want the 7th one to be. I'm such a coffee freak and I love my Starbies. So I want to get the Starbucks logo on my inner right forearm.
So yeah, right there. Boom. Yeah. There it is. Okay.
She writes, that way I'll see it every time I lift my coffee to my lips. Yes.
How is she drinking her coffee? I guess you could. Okay.
Is that not?
It'd have to be more on the top of your arm, like in the middle versus on your forearm.
I guess she's talking about like right.
Like if you were drinking coffee out of a bowl, then you would see it, you know. As you're
But no, wait a minute. No, hold on. I mean, as I pull this up right here.
You're looking at your wrist, essentially, versus.
No, but I'm like, if you look down at the rest of your arm. Okay,
you know what? You do you, Crystal. Okay, so Starbucks logo. Logo.
She goes, that way I'll see it every time I lift my coffee to my lips. A lot of people told me I'll regret it and that it's stupid to do free advertising for them.
Nah.
Just wondering if you could do a 5-call says it all and people could vote on whether or not it's a good idea.
Okay.
Thank you. I love my boys in the morning. Crystal, we love you back.
I love you too. You're our little caffeine fix, Crystal. You know, it is one of those things that you do have to, you know, acknowledge that over the years it'll turn into a blob. So you might not be able to see exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. God forbid, what if Starbucks eventually goes out of business? You got to think of that, which I doubt. But still, you don't know what's going to happen in 40 years.
You don't know. And, you know, another factor with that is, you know how people get... And I'm not saying this would ever happen with this company, but let's just talk about generic companies. Let's say you wanted to get company X. You know, wait a minute. That used to be Twitter. Company ABCDE, okay? And you want the logo of that company on your arm. But you know how a lot of people get outraged at things that companies do, and then they boycott that company, or they say, oh, I used to love them, but now,
well, I mean, you got
like
two huge examples. Just say it. It's on the news. You got a Target tattoo, or you got a Bud Light tattoo on your arm, and now all of a sudden everybody doesn't want to hang out with you, right? Because you got Bud Light on your arm.
So, like, what if Crystal in 5 years gets mad at something that this coffee company does, but she's got this tattoo, permanent tattoo on her body?
Yep.
And people are like, well, you can get it removed. Well, yeah, but that's an expense. And from what I hear, it's not the most pleasant feeling experience either. Or, you know, people are like, oh, you can just tattoo over it and get it changed.
Turn it into like a rose or a buffalo or something silly.
I don't know. It just seems like people get upset over things.
They do.
I don't know if I would take a company. Now, if it's a cherished family member, okay. But if it's a business.
I get what you're saying. Like, some of these people, some of these brands have like somehow changed their life, you know, or just completely consumes them. I know people with Broncos head tattoos on their persons. I know guys that I hang out with in some of the car clubs that have Ford logos or a big Mustang logo on their leg, but it's like,
you know what? Hang out with people who put Ford
logos and it's
on
like, well,
body.
You know, my grandpappy had a Ford, my dad had a Ford, and now I got a Ford, and this just being part of our life. So, you know, I get that kind of stuff. And to that person, that's special. So I say, you do it. I like all the suggestions coming in of maybe just changing it up to like a coffee cup. Or a coffee bean. I suggested a toilet because you know what coffee can do to you. Poo poo pee pee. So just put coffee or put a toilet on there.
Or a turd.
Or a turd. That's turd-rific. Why not?
The turd emoji.
I just love coffee.
It's the pile of poo emoji or whatever.
Yep.
To the phones we go. Here comes Carly. Carly, good morning. Carly, good morning. Carly, go on
good
once.
Good morning.
There she is.
What do you want to say to Crystal, Carly?
I mean, I understand the Starbucks cup. I'm there every morning as well. But I figured if you love it so much, maybe you could just turn the cup and look at the logo instead of getting it tattooed on you.
Yes. You could still, if you love it so much, you could just continue to give them your money. And that's one way you can support.
You could do that.
Do you know what my theory is on this, Carly? I guarantee you that she is going to just try to get free coffee every time she goes into Starbucks now. She's going to make it a point to really show off her arm at the register. You know, hoping for a, oh, that one, that's so cool. You know what? This one's on us this time.
Well, if it works,
that's what she's angling
thousands
for.
Of dollars.
That's what she's angling for. I guarantee. Freebies.
That's a really good point.
If that's the case, I'm going to call Crystal, and I hope for the same thing.
Is that what you would get if you got a brand on you?
Heck yeah, if it's going to work. I might get a Taco Bell.
Some nachos grande on your arm.
Carly runs for the border. Carly, thank you for being on the show.
Also,
that's
could
funny.
Use the poop emoji on that one too.
Right, exactly. I need to think about what brand I would have put on me. But we were talking about what happens if, you know, down the road, Crystal doesn't like that brand so much. What if it makes her, you know, they do something to make her mad? Allison wrote in and said, my son got a tattoo of a Kanye West album that he loves. It's on his forearm, and she goes, big regret now.
Well, yeah, because he's a mess, right?
Yeah. Alex, he just made me laugh. He wrote in, he goes, he goes, she might never regret it, but the world will regret it for her.
Yeah, people will be talking
That's
about
great.
You. I like Davey. Davey says, go for it. It's still kind of cool to hang at a Starbucks. At least it doesn't say PetSmart because she loves dogs. That's from Davey. Yeah, okay. I mean, it's a fairly cool place, I guess, to hang out.
Valerie says, I have a USA Gymnastics logo tattoo. Okay. Cool. She was a coach, so.
Oh, well, there you go. Because I was going to say, is she involved in gymnastics?
I don't know what brand I would get put on me.
I would put characters on me from the brand Mattel because I'm such a He-Man dork that I feel like I'd have some sort of He-Man montage on my
Just put Skeletor
arm.
On there and you could
Skeletor
look all tough.
Would be tough, right? I think I'd probably do that. I bought a bunch of He-Man toys again yesterday. Ugh.
Yeah, you have a bit of a
problem.
It got
into
with
a bit
toys.
Of a. It led to a bit of an argument last night because Knick Knack, she wants to buy into this pool with squares and stuff for the season of Bronco games and stuff, and it was $100 a square. And I was like, "What? Oh, we don't need to spend that money." And blah blah blah. She's like, "How much were your He-Man toys today?"
How much were they?
It was about $100.
Oh my god.
So I had to shut up immediately. She always throws that back in my face. She actually said last night, because we were I'm going to the dermatologist today, and I was like, what if she's really hot? And I was like, and we start kissing or something. And I was just really joking. She's like, the first thing I would do is I would take you down to the basement and set all your He-Man toys on fire in front of you.
And you know what, Nicole? I know you're listening. Nicole, I would provide the matches.
I was like, damn it.
I will come over and I'll say, here's the lighter.
She knows where to kick me where it hurts, man.